Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. I say it every night. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way you win. It's the only way you really, truly make things happen, right? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. JoeMessina.com. Right? Go over to JoeMessina.com. And, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take... There's a lot going on there. A lot you can be involved with and be part of. All right. I know people have been kind of pushing back, talking about this, dropping me emails all day long. You heard that that would help, wouldn't it? Manhattan jury, they reached a verdict in the Eugene Carroll rape and defamation case against Trump. Let's see. Because everybody today was, I was getting these emails, like, Trump's been found guilty of rape. Well, it's not true. In 2019, Eugene Carroll alleged Donald Trump raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room. A 9-member Manhattan jury was seated last month to kick off the rape defamation trial against Trump. You know what I love about this is a Manhattan jury. I can't guess, but I would say hopefully they were honest about it. Hopefully, it's just hard to say. Anyway, Trump denied the allegations and he called Jean Carroll a whack job, who's not my type. It's always exciting. The jury reached a verdict on Tuesday. It'll be released soon. That's according to the New York Times. Manhattan jury hearing evidence on Jean Carroll's federal lawsuit. She accused former President Trump of raping her decades ago. Now, the 9-person panel, 3 women and 6 men, reached the decision. They had 3 hours of deliberation, began today. It was following 8 days of a trial in Manhattan's federal court. The jurors were asked to determine if the 45th president is liable for battery in the Ask Eugene Advice column this case, accusing him of raping her. They also needed to determine whether Trump, 76, like that matters, defamed Carroll when he publicly denied her allegations and claimed he had never met her, accusing her of making up the story for political reasons and to help push her book sales. The jury, again, when you look at this, when you think about this, right? What is the defamation part? Calling her a name? Come on, let me understand that. Because some of these allegations. I don't know. Apparently, they didn't find him guilty of rape, so we could say he did not commit rape. Can we get that down? Right? But again, we've got to go. They are doing everything. They're throwing everything they can at him. This is why I get so irritated about this stuff. It's kind of like, if you got something for real, go for it. Make it stick. Make it happen. Make your case. If all you're doing is constantly throwing darts, throwing stuff, trying to hope something sticks to the wall, and it doesn't, and you would, it's just amazing. It really, truly is amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Seriously. All right, so continue on. Trump is going to appeal the verdict. Says he has absolutely no idea who she is. Now, I'd ask for a change of venue if I was him. Really would. Now, he apparently told somebody at Fox News Digital that he's going to appeal the ruling. Says he absolutely has no idea who she is. And he's blasting the verdict as a disgrace and a continuation of the greatest political witch hunt in history. Look, it is so hard. I just talked to somebody about this today. It is so hard to take people seriously anymore. It is so hard. You beat him up on so many charges that turned out not to be true. And you laughed at him so many times when he charged the administration. Remember, with Obama's administration and others, everywhere from tapping Trump Towers to a multitude of things, including the Russia hoax, he was right about all of those. And it's just driving them nuts. The federal jury in New York City decided Tuesday that Trump was not liable for rape, but was liable for sexual abuse and defamation. I'd like more info on the defamation charge. Really would. I mean, I'm sorry. The sexual abuse charge. Again, he says he doesn't know her. In an exclusive interview just after the jury delivered the verdict, Trump told a local news source that he didn't know who she was. The verdict is a disgrace. And again, he just, at some point in time, I love this to a degree. And I'll tell you why when we get to the side of the break. Jomo Cena, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Live chat room going on at the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. You know, just listen. I appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the emails you send, questions you ask. Truly. You know, again, you got to get all the information. And this isn't the first time. We're talking about Donald Trump being found, basically, in essence, being found not guilty of rape. All right. Now they have the again sexual assault, defamation. What you really got to get down to the facts. We really have to know what was said and how it was spun there. And again, he's going to appeal it. He still claims he has no idea who this woman is or was. She said that Trump raped her, and the jury didn't believe her. He was in a department store across the street from Trump Tower in Manhattan back in the, I guess, mid-90s. And the two had a chance of running in the store, she says, where Trump, well, he said he was shopping for a gift for a girl. She said that she asked, she said he asked for her advice. The two shopped together for a while before he pushed her into a dressing room and assaulted her. Now, his legal, Trump's legal team, insisted Carroll's allegations are fabricated. You know, wouldn't it be great if he, I don't know if he could go back that far, but get the video from those days. He can't do it, though, right? The denial resulted in Carroll slapping Trump with a defamation claim, claiming that his response caused harm to her reputation. Well, here's the deal. If she claimed that he raped her, and the jury said, no, that's not true, just hear me out. How is it that he gets slapped with defamation when he says, I didn't rape her, I don't even know who she is? I'm confused by this. If somebody's got an answer, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560, let me know. I am earnestly curious about this. She said she filed a lawsuit to clear her name and get my life back. Today the world finally knows the truth. The victory is not... Well, no, he didn't rape you. The truth is, according to the jury, is he didn't rape you. So I still don't know how the defamation came into play here, and how the judge is going to order him to retract his statement, basically saying, I know her, and yes, I did rape her. Isn't that kind of what he's saying, or telling him to say? Anyway, she said she filed this claim, and the victory is not just for her, but for every woman who has suffered because she was not believed. I asked a friend of mine today that I had lunch with. I said, listen, I have a question. Every time Trump is accused by one of these women and he quote-unquote gets away with it, you guys on the left go crazy. However, this is the part I love. What was there? A total of 20-some-odd? Over the years, and even as of late, there were a bunch of women who claimed that Joe Biden sexually assaulted them. Not a word. They didn't get their day in court. They didn't go after Joe. I wonder what happened to them. They back away? Did they get their chance to be heard? Trump's presidential campaign released a statement that said the Democrats' witch hunt had reached a new low. He says it's an abuse of our great Constitution. There are jurisdictions wholly controlled by the Democrat Party, and that's true. Seriously, it's true. There are areas in cities, towns, states, whatever, that are totally controlled by the Democrat Party, which includes a legal system that definitely swings the leans heavy left. And if you don't, forget Trump for a second. You look at some of the rulings that have come down across the country. You look at the different courts. Who was appointed? Where did that judge come from? Why did he come down on one side of an issue, and then when it's appealed to a higher court with a judge that might have been appointed by a different president, different person, they come down on a different side of it? I've always been amazed. As a matter of fact, we'll talk to Brad Dacus about this tonight. I've always been amazed at the fact that you get these 5-4 rulings on a regular basis from the Supreme Court. How can it be political? Not non-political. How can it be constitutionally based when you have a 5-4 ruling? Beyond me. And now we continue on, these false claims, totally made up claims from these individuals that they want to interfere with our elections. They do great damage. And yet when Joe Biden and his son Hunter, you got all these documents that the FBI has on Joey B. getting money from the Chinese, on the money that was changing hands from foreign nationals. I mean, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, hidden. Set on by the FBI, but that's okay. Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, he told the jury in closing arguments Monday that Carroll's story is too far-fetched to be believed. He echoed the claim that she made it up to fuel sales of her 2019 memoir. He argued that she wanted to disparage Trump for political reasons. He said the facts and evidence made it plain here that Carroll's story is not worthy of your belief, not even close. It's her story, and it's just that, just a story. It's not true. She was not raped at Bergdorf Goodman's. She was not defamed by being called out on making up that story. All right? I mean, think about that. Again, I want to go back to pounding this home. She claimed he raped her. The jury said he didn't, and yet the judge awarded him the defamation charges. How? I would love somebody from the legal world to tell me how. And that's why I'm going to... This is truly why. I need input from Brad Dacus. Because I'm totally confused on this. More than you know. All right. Joey B's at it again. I don't know why they don't let him take his shoes off so he can count to high numbers. He says, we cut the deficit by $160 billion. That's right, billion. Billion. B-I-L-L-I-O-N. Billion. This is him yelling at a reporter when the reporter simply asked about budget cuts. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The killer in last weekend's Texas shopping mall massacre had neo-Nazi sympathies. According to the latest update from state police, Hank Sibley with the Texas Department of Public Safety said there was no manifesto found, however.
We are trying to get into his computer and on social media and find out, you know, whether he had anything that he'd publicized or been out.
He stopped short of calling it an act of domestic terrorism. A Russian social media site linked to the gunman has a selfie showing a swastika tattoo and posts that that show a deep affinity for Nazi culture. And Tucker Carlson says his show is relaunching on Twitter.
Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter.
The former Fox News host said the new show would be coming soon, but an exact date was not mentioned. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
That would help, wouldn't it? We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Joey B's at it again. We cut the deficit by $160 billion. That's right, billion. Billion. B-I-L-L-I-O-N. Well, there you go. In case you don't know how to spell. Joe Biden lashed out at a reporter just specifically asking him about budget cuts. So anyway, I mean, he met with, apparently he met with congressional leaders to discuss the debt ceiling. Biden went to Speaker McCarthy, Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Minority Leader McConnell, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Now, McCarthy's debt limit plan will eliminate Biden's unconstitutional student loan bailout plan, slash the funds set aside for the Army of IRS agents. He said, I just finished a productive meeting about the path forward to make sure America does not default on its debt for the first time in history. We're going to continue our discussions and we're going to meet again on Friday. That's according to Biden. Now, Biden repeated one of his favorite lies. He said, in my first 2 years, I reduced the debt by $1.7 trillion. That's right. Well, no, that's a lie. Biden briefly thought he was back in the Senate. He said he's not going to vote and he's not going to pass McCarthy's budget bill. What? Oh, okay. Never mind. I can't vote on it. I'm the president. Yeah. All right. Anyhow. I mean, is this guy really? Then he pivoted. He said he wouldn't rule out a unilateral action on the debt limit if Congress doesn't bend to his demands. Right? I have been considering the 14th Amendment. Really? Reporter asked Joe Biden. Now, see, this is it. If they don't win, there's a dictatorship here. He thinks he's a dictator. Obama thought he was a dictator. The reporter asked Joe Biden a question about McCarthy's statements to press about his unwillingness to negotiate, and this is nothing new. You saw this happen with Obama. You saw it. I mean, it just doesn't stop. McCarthy said that he asked Biden numerous times to tell him which spending cuts he would be open to. McCarthy said he responded, wouldn't give him any. So he doesn't want to cut any. He just wants to keep raising that limit, raising the limit, keep spending, raising. It doesn't matter anyhow. They spend money anyway. They don't care what you say. Now, Biden, again, lost of image. This was the guy that was going to pull everybody together. He was soft-spoken. He would not be as mean as Trump. But he lost his temper after the reporter asked him about McCarthy's claims. He said, you didn't listen either, so why should I even answer the question? You realize that if Trump did stuff like that, they would tear him up, remember? And the other day they said nothing about Biden, what's it, the ABC? Biden allowing one of the reporters on the plane, actually threw him off the plane. I mean, threw him out of the press conference. Now, if you recall, when Trump wouldn't allow Jim Acosta to show up, he had temporarily suspended his press badge, the left went nuts. How can you do that? You can't squelch the press. You can't stop the whole freedom of speech. Press is at the core. The press is at the core. Right? Remember that? But when Joe does it, not a word. Anyway, he went on to say, you didn't listen to either, so why should I even answer the question? We cut the deficit by $160 billion. Well, just before that, he said it was $1.7 trillion. I'm so confused. Actually, I'm probably more confused than he is most of the time, right? And it doesn't matter what you ask them. They won't answer it correctly anyway. They won't answer it on. I should really rephrase that. They won't answer it honestly. He wouldn't give any information on the budget cut that he would accept, that he would approve, that he'd be good with. Instead, he just wants to make these, baseless comments. I don't even know what to call them. You want to call them lies? You good with that? We can call them. Yeah, call them lies. Come on. Either he's suffering from deep dementia, if he doesn't know the difference between $1.7 trillion and $160 billion, right? I mean, I don't get it. Or he's just flat out lying to you. That simple. All right. Here, watch some of you are going to shudder right now. Yep. Tucker Carlson announced that he would be bringing his show to Twitter. Tucker accused Fox of fraud and breach of contract. Tucker Carlson, 2 weeks after being ousted by Fox News, he accused the network Tuesday of fraud, breach of contract, and made a host of document demands that could precede legal action. This pretty aggressive letter from his lawyers to Fox positions Carlson to argue that the non-compete provision of his contract is no longer valid, freeing him up to launch his own competing show or media enterprise. Now, on Tuesday, Carlson announced he would be bringing his show to Twitter. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years. I don't know, why is he going to Twitter, though? Many people can't get to Twitter. Many people don't do Twitter. He said, we bring some of the things, too, which we'll tell you about, but for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. Right, the Twitter move would seem to technically violate Carlson's contract with Fox, but his lawyer's letter effectively holds that Fox breached the contract first. Now, sources told Axios that Carlson's lawyers sent their letter before he took to Twitter to announce his new show. Tucker in the video stated that he'd be starting soon, bringing a new version of the show that we've been doing. You know, again, he would draw a large audience. Even without special effects, is sitting there, beating things up, talking about things. You know, issues of the day the way he does. Now, I do hope, that he brings the videos with him. Would that be great if he brought the videos to Twitter with him, and he started putting them on, he started talking about the videos from January 6th? How are they going to stop him? How are they going to slow him down? Elon Musk wants that stuff out there. And he believes it should be, and I agree with him. Tucker stated that the most basic level of news you consume is a lie that's the stealthiest and most insidious kind. He went on to say that Twitter is the last remaining place in the world where free speech right now is being allowed. He noted that in his announcement that the gatekeepers are still in charge of the corporate media, and he's sick of it, which is why he'll be taking the show to Twitter. I mean, again, got somebody like him, more than willing, more than happy to put it out there. My God, I hope he has the money to protect his family. Really. I mean, these people are ruthless. There are things that they've done. A lot of you say, well, that's a conspiracy. That's not true. There's too much points to certain people from within the other party and deep in the quote-unquote deep state that are making these things happen. Anyway, the news by Tucker shocked some, but others said, hey, we knew it was coming. We knew it was going to come. Musk and Carlson had a conversation about working together over the last year or so. Some believe that Tucker's plotting a media empire of his own, like Beck. Can anybody not see that happening? I'm just questioning. I think Rumble and I've read a couple articles behind Rumble and Newsmax reaching out to him as well. But Twitter will allow him to do what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. I would imagine, I would hope, that there'll be actually nil censorship by the Twitter people. I mean, seriously. So, but as of now, it looks like he's only hosting the show exclusively on Twitter. But I'm sure Carlson's got two brain cells to rub together. I am sure, not even questioning the fact, that he's left all his options open this time. And the amount of people he could bring to the table, you'd be crazy not to work with him. Not to allow him, or allow you, whatever, to hear what he had to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged. Seriously, be part of the conversation, right? You know, if you don't keep up with this stuff, you'll never really truly know what's happening. Be back in a few minutes. Shock, surprise, wonder. It seems like Joey B got money from Romania. Be back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855. 732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. The stories of you guys said I kind of perused during the break. And I find this stuff amazing. The amount of lies they're willing to tell. It's just mind-boggling. Again, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5560. All right. Joey B., at it again. I mean, seriously. The House committee is going to reveal evidence that shows Biden received money from Romania while he was vice president. James Comer is set to reveal at the Wednesday morning press conference that it has evidence that Joe Biden's received money from Romania while vice president, according to a report by Natalie Winters. And now, look. When you're a VP, you kind of run under the radar. Nobody's really paying a whole bunch of attention. And maybe you can get away with more than you normally couldn't. But now this is all catching up to him. Now they're starting to play the same way he did. Or the same way the Democrats do. Where you're going after these people legally. Witness said the committee hit the records from 2015 to 2017, where Biden received over $1 million. Does this sound familiar? He received over $1 million from a Romanian company that was sent through a variety of family associates. From an individual named Gabriel Popovici. God. Which is also said the committee will show the Biden family created numerous shell LLC companies, others created by Biden family associates, to funnel money from Chinese Communist Party-controlled entities. Right? To several members of the Biden family. Again, money being funneled from China and other companies to Biden family members to Joey B. Not the first one. Now, but, the big news of the day? Not this. It's a, Trump was acquitted of rape charges, yet found guilty of defamation. Even though the whole thing was based on him being called a rapist. Said he didn't know the woman. He didn't do it. And she called that defamation of character. Defamation. Winter said that Romania is the country at the heart of the whistleblower complaint. You know, we heard about that last week. Biden, you know, were accused Biden of taking money while he was vice president from a foreign business. Now, supposedly it was in exchange for, well, favorable policy decisions. They'll need to call those out, though. I mean, seriously, they're going to need to get specific about it at some point in time. Now, they said they laundered money through these foreign entities to 9 Biden family members. But nobody will talk about this. You already know that. They protect that man. Matter of fact, if we're going to be honest about it, they protect every Democrat to the end. And they don't care. Now, the difference is, we're now hearing that maybe, just maybe, the Justice Department filed criminal charges against GOP Representative George Santos. Now, that's going to shock you. That came from a leak that was given to CNN. So somebody in the Department of Justice, shock, shock, gave information to CNN that George Santos is going to be arrested. Now, Santos is the New York, recently elected New York representative. And the guy's been lying. I mean, he's just a whack. He should have never been in that seat. And see, as a Republican, talk about another Republican, he shouldn't be there, period. You Democrats won't do that, almost ever. Santos is to appear in federal court on Wednesday. The nature of the charges are unclear, however, federal investigators were probing possible campaign finance violations. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against him. He's got a track record of lying that may be right up there with Joe Biden. Right? These fabrications, these lies, whatever you want to call, they even stunned the hardened politicos. Some of these guys sat there scratching their heads and said, why is he even going down that road? Shut up. Stop talking. Santos is expected to appear as soon as Wednesday. Now, again, earlier this year, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters that George Santos will be removed from Congress if it's determined the freshman rep broke the law. Now, I have to look at the details. And I don't know what the law is about removing him. Lemons. What do you think, though? When are these standards going to be for both sides? Maxine Waters diverts over $1 million from her campaign to her daughter. When is this going to all stop? Nancy Pelosi, my God, family members getting money from her like crazy to the campaign. Now, if you remember George Santos, right, he's the guy that flipped to New York's 3rd congressional district. He defeated Robert Zimmerman. In December, Santos admitted that he lied about his education, employment. Ready for this? He pretty much lied about George Santos. He lied about his education, employment history, Jewish background. And more. He said, I'm not a criminal, Santos said during his exclusive interview. I would have cut my mouth shut. This controversy will not deter me from having a good legislative success. I will be effective. Yeah, right. Because if my sin hears, they're just embellishing my resume. Federal prosecutors were investigating George, his sudden wealth, after he admitted to embellishing his resume. Now, seriously, you got to think this through. I'm a Republican. Many other Republicans are all over this guy. Would love for him to leave. Okay, yes, yeah, it would hurt us to a degree from within Congress, but you can't have people like this in there. Look, you can't trust them. Right? I mean, if you can't trust them to tell the truth and what they actually have been doing, how are you going to believe for a second that they're going to tell the truth when they're dealing with you? What's Katie Hill's problem? Right? She was lying to Pelosi and others about what was going on with her. I mean, some of you just go back and look it up. You'll understand. But when she lied to Pelosi, it was over about the things that she was doing. And that was her biggest sin. They couldn't help her because she wouldn't tell the truth. And you see the same thing here with this guy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Liz Cheney's at it again. You want to call her at it? I don't know if she doesn't have the energy to make it happen. The bitter warmonger and loser Liz Cheney released a new anti-Trump ad today. She went to New Hampshire to do that one. Isn't that great? She's really miffed. Talk about a woman scorned. After losing her election in the historic landslide, big numbers. And you can't just blame Trump. Then you're giving him too much power. So it must mean you're a loser. Nobody believed you. She's now the voice of that military-industrial complex in America today. She is part of the deep state at this point. The ad is filled with her repeated lies that President Trump initiated an insurrection. He broke the law by questioning he stole the 2020 election. You know, I got to get Rick Green on to talk about this. No, seriously. And the vice president, and constitutionally, has a right to oversee the counting. But he also, if there's irregularities, he can send it back to the legislators in that state to look at again. But I guess that becomes an insurrection. But you know what I love? Go back and look. Go back and look at how many times the Democrats have questioned the validity of a presidential election. Almost every Republican election in the last couple of decades, they have questioned. That was okay, I guess. That was all right. You know, and today, frankly, over half of Americans still believe elections have been affected by cheating. And that officials have no want and or need to fix them. And it's true. Look, it's, you know why it's true? It's true because, ultimately, it favors the Democrats. They're not going to fix it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, before you start screaming about how, you know, January 6th was an insurrection. Stop talking like that, Joe. We know what it was. Yeah, no. You're only seeing what they want you to see. The reason Tucker Carlson became so dangerous so quick, almost overnight, is when he started putting those videos out and actually beating on the issue. Because there were enough people watching Tucker Carlson to see that he was telling the truth. And we need to get the truth out there. You need not to be afraid of the truth. I don't know what to tell you. If you don't stand up for it, no matter what may happen to you, then we're going to lose. You're going to lose the country. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Brad Dinkins joins us to talk about protecting your legal rights.